Welcome back. Our good friend from Interfaith Social Services, Rick Doan, has stopped on by with information about the annual Stop the Stigma 5K road race coming up actually at the end of this month. But there's always tons of stuff going on at Interfaith, and Rick is here to tell us all about it. Happy spring.
Happy spring, good friend.
Excellent. It's great to have you
here. It's always good to talk with you.
How many years now?
17.
Yes.
That I've been at Interfaith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been chatting ever since.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Actually, today would be a great day for the Stop the Stigma 5K, because if you're a runner, you like it a little cooler.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And we're, you know, we had a little precipitation last year.
Yeah.
And we've been guaranteed that we won't have any this
oh,
year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
None.
By who?
Oh, by the powers that be.
Okay. I want to see it in writing.
It never rains on 5K day.
Well, rain or not, it's happening.
Right. It is.
Yes.
Yeah, we're hoping for 1,000 people this year.
April 25th at the Kennedy Center. Starts at, 8:30 in the morning is registration, I think?
Yep. And then the information's all on the website.
Okay.
People can go in. The T-shirt deadline has passed.
Okay.
So we still are accepting, people. They can come in and register. And this year, actually, if they miss the T-shirt deadline, they can buy a shirt there.
Oh, that's new.
It is new.
Okay.
We have merch.
Okay.
So this is, we have magnets and beanies and T-shirts.
Yep.
A lot of people were asking for these items.
All right.
That they wanted to raise awareness about stopping the stigma, because that's what this is about.
Right.
Stopping the stigma of mental illness and addiction.
Yeah. For folks who aren't aware, we should, take a step back and explain what this is all about.
Yeah. So. This, our Interfaith Social Services Mental Health Counseling Center, New Directions, has been here in Quincy serving people for nearly 80 years. And that this event supports that.
Right.
So the funds raised through our merch.
Yes.
And our registration and things like that.
Yep.
All support people in need in the community. Because, as much people are struggling paying for, groceries and gas and all the basic necessities in life, their health care, their mental health, their behavioral health should not be one of the things they sacrifice.
Right.
So we try to make sure that our programs are accessible to everybody who needs the help when they reach out.
It's like a sliding scale fee, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. It operates on a sliding fee scale for people who don't have health insurance.
Okay.
And people who do have health insurance, we do take many forms of insurance.
Okay. Good to know.
I just said insurance a lot of times there.
Well, it's important. Talking about paying for things, that can be very stressful. If you feel you need some help but feel you can't afford it, that's going to just add more stress.
Well, and you said talk about not affording it. Yeah. There's people who are insured but are underinsured.
Yes.
Meaning they can't afford the copay.
Right.
They can't afford the deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure they can access that treatment.
Sure.
But it's about raising awareness. So many of us have loved ones who are living with a mental health diagnosis, who are living with mental illness, living with an addiction, or we ourselves are struggling with it. And this is a way of saying there's nothing shameful about that.
Right, stopping the stigma.
That's right.
It still exists, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And, hopefully each year it gets a little bit less here on the South Shore.
This particular event has been going on for how long now, right?
Over 50 years.
Yeah.
This is our 52nd or 53rd?
Yeah.
52nd, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it was called something else, I think, before. It was called Stop the Stigma, right?
50 years. There were a lot of iterations.
Yeah, a lot of iterations.
People from the South Shore have been gathering to move for 50 years as a group.
Yes.
Whether it was a walkathon and now a 5K.
Right.
It's about the community coming together for a purpose.
Yep. So 1,000 people, would that be the most ever?
It would be.
Yeah.
And we feel like last year we would have surpassed that if it hadn't been for some precipitation.
A little dampness.
But we are
April
on
showers.
Track. That's right.
Yeah.
We're on track,
okay.
And it was amazing. Even though it did rain last year, the number of people, there was 800 people.
It's amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. How much does this raise typically?
Our goal this year is $175,000.
Okay.
And that partially helps sustain the counseling program. Not completely.
Really?
We do have corporate funders that give donations, and we have insurance payments that help to pay for it too.
Okay.
But $175,000 really sustains it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So how does it all work? What's going to be happening on Saturday, April 25th at the Kennedy Center?
First, we have some amazing partners. Like the sponsors that sponsor the event, you have Arbella Insurance, Wolfpack, Charitable. They have been sponsoring for years as presenting level, and we're so grateful. But also Mayor Koch, the city of Quincy, is a sponsor of this event. Heritage Companies, they are a great supporter of ours. We are so grateful for Heritage. And then Boston Harbor Studios is a new sponsor this year, and we're really excited for their participation. But those sponsors really make it possible.
Sure.
And one of the things we've been hearing for years at the event that we've expanded this year is medal categories. That's with a D. Medal.
Oh.
You know, that you can win a medal.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And so now we have medal categories from ages 6 through above 70.
Is that right?
Okay. 3 winners in each category. Okay. So 6 to 12, 13 to 19. Some of the 20, 30-year-olds, they didn't love being grouped in with the teenagers.
Oh, I see.
And the teenagers, so we're, but we have a lot of different categories, about a dozen different categories that people get medals. So that's a motivator for people.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And we're happy to do that to support them. We got food. So Hetty Sweets, they're offering sort of brunch-style items. There'll be a food truck there that people can pay and get that, because not everybody's walking and running.
True. Yes.
We have people that come to cheer on their loved ones.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And we're grateful to them.
Okay.
But we also have bagels that are donated. Polar Beverages donates. So we have fruit and other things like that.
Sure.
But one of the things that has really drawn more people into the event is the raffle.
Ah.
So we have a really good raffle.
Go ahead and tell us.
All right. So some of the items,
yes,
not all of them, really amazing tickets to Sleeping Beauty by Boston Ballet.
Huh.
But one of a really cool one is the Red Sox, where you get to go and get these amazing seats. You get to go onto the warning track and watch warm-ups.
Oh, neat.
You get an announcement on the Jumbotron.
Oh, really?
It is a really cool package.
That is cool.
You know, lots of fun things. Members, Mahjong classes, that's a big thing now.
Who knew? Okay.
Yeah, it's really hotel stays, restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But we did something this year where sometimes people find it hard to decide what they're going to buy tickets for.
Yep.
And they can buy as many tickets
of
as
course,
they want.
Of course, yes.
But that they can buy $100 and get entered into everything.
Oh, okay.
They get one entry for everything.
Oh, that's clever.
So it's a fun way to do it. And also, it's open to everybody.
Right.
So
you don't have to run.
No.
Okay.
They can go to our website, buy tickets.
Oh, right now it's live?
Right now it's live.
Okay.
And it'll be live through the 29th, so a couple days after the 5K.
Oh, all right.
And people can go on and buy tickets. And while they're buying those tickets, they can get something fun.
Yep.
While supporting a really good cause.
Okay. So they don't have to be there that day to win.
Anybody watching right now,
yes,
they can participate. They can stop the stigma by buying a raffle ticket.
Okay, and there's two separate websites, right? There's your regular Interfaith website.
Yep.
But also Stop the Stigma 5K website.
And they'll all get you the same place.
Same place, okay.
Yeah, so go to that same place. They'll be able to buy tickets, register for the 5K. We are still taking registrations.
Okay.
We don't take them the day of.
All right.
So people do need to register ahead of time.
Okay, up until the day before?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
all right.
Ideally before.
Before. Yeah.
Most people wait to see the forecast.
You should know a few days before how the weather's going to be.
But our real supporters, they do it.
The diehards.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love those people. We love everybody.
Of course.
But we love the people who register well enough ahead of time.
Yeah. I'm guessing you get folks who maybe have gone through some counseling at New Directions that want to give back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have one of the things we do, we have a big billboard, a big sign.
Yeah.
That every year we put it up for people to sign why they're running.
Okay.
And then we put it up at our office. And I look at it every single day.
Do you really?
And I see the people saying, I'm running for my sister.
Right.
I'm running for my brother that we lost to suicide.
Okay.
I'm running because I'm a survivor. You know, I'm running to support my clients.
Mm.
I'm running. All these, walk or run.
Sure, okay.
You don't have to run.
Good point.
People can walk.
Good point.
But people participate for a lot of different reasons.
You know, we see that in, of course, the Boston Marathon.
Yep.
People have their own personal reasons.
Definitely.
So this might be considered, you know, if they're not going to run 26.2 miles, this could be their marathon, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and if you, I mean, it's doing something together as a community that's difficult.
Right.
You know, a 5K is not easy.
No.
And it's going up, especially those hills in Squantum, can be a little daunting sometimes. It's a beautiful view, but we're gathering together. We're doing something together. We're doing something that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of parallels to that about what people are going through.
Right, exactly.
And so it can be what feels like a marathon for some people.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's a little
over 3 miles, right? So 5K. So.
Well, but I mean, it's thinking about the people who are in it.
Right.
You know, who are in the midst of a mental health crisis.
Or have someone that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to support
them.
So
that's the shared experience.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is cathartic.
Yeah.
It is inspiring to be there with everybody for that purpose. And to be running with them, walking with them, buying raffle tickets with them.
Now having food with them.
Exactly. It's really great.
Yeah. So can we talk about the logistics of it all, Rick?
Sure.
That happens
yeah.
that day. Starts at the Kennedy Center.
It's at the Kennedy Center, yeah. but we have parking down at Marina Bay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So we have parking down there, and we have shuttle buses that bring people up.
Great.
If somebody's bringing a stroller... It's better if they drop that off ahead of time.
Oh,
so,
all right.
You know, stop at the Kennedy Center, drop off that person, drop off the stroller, then drive the car down and park at Marina
okay.
Bay,
and the shuttle
will bring them back.
Okay.
And they're going all day,
oh, sure.
those shuttles.
Okay.
And Marina Bay is a great partner. The Kennedy Center is a great partner. The Senior Center, we're just so grateful for the Council on Aging and everybody there. And we've been working together for years and are just grateful for their space.
Okay. So it takes off at 9 o'clock that morning?
Our website will give you all those details.
Okay.
But it is wrapped up by 11.
All right.
And we do it, Stretch in Motion is one of our new partners that will help provide warm-ups and stretching before and after the 5K.
Oh, that's important.
It yeah. is.
Okay.
Got to be prepared.
Especially after a long, cold winter, we've been hunkered down.
That's right.
This
that's
might
right.
be your first physical exertion
yep.
other than snow shoveling.
Well, and hopefully people won't need sunscreen, but, you know, you got to wear it. You got to be prepared for everything.
For sure, yeah. What's the actual route?
So it leaves the Kennedy Center, goes down and around Squantum,
okay.
and then back to the Kennedy Center.
Okay.
And we have cheerleaders and our blister patrol is what we call it.
Okay.
Out on the route, making sure everybody's okay.
Oh, okay.
And we have crossing guards, just cheering everybody along, also making sure that they go on the right route.
Sure. Well, that too. You don't want them lost in Squantum.
No. And you know, a shout out to the Squantum community.
Yes.
They are amazing. Like, we're coming in and they're out there. People watch from their lawns and they come out and they cheer
make
on
an event of it
the
themselves.
Walkers yeah. and runners. I mean, it is, they don't have to do that.
True.
And it's really special. And we're very grateful to Squantum. They write messages on the seawall
nice.
To cheer the runners on.
Wow.
Squantum, they're doing it
they
right.
They show up.
Yeah.
yeah
way to
nice.
Go, Squantum.
By the way, it starts at 9:30. We checked your website.
Thank you. I got lots of other notes. That's the one thing I didn't
get yelled at when you go back.
Yes, didn't want to give wrong information.
That's right. So it starts and ends at the Kennedy Center.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Kickoff is all there. It is professionally timed.
It is. Okay.
So when you register, you get those reports. And, you know, we have a growing community of runners that do this, but a lot of the people are there for the mission.
Absolutely. Do you see repeat runners and walkers?
We have... one of our walkers, she has been doing this event almost as long as we've been doing it.
That's incredible.
She is one of our food pantry volunteers.
Okay.
Her name is Linda. And so she has a shirt from every 5K, dating back to before I was born.
Wow.
And when she comes to volunteer in the food pantry, she wears a different shirt for every shift. And she's got almost enough to cover every week
sure,
of the year.
Sure.
But yeah, we have people that have been doing this for generations.
Wow.
This has become an annual tradition. And it's a great way to teach your kids about what's important and to facilitate some important conversations about what mental health is and that there's nothing shameful about asking for help.
Yeah, I know it's, you know, that's the whole purpose of the title is Stop the Stigma.
That's right.
Do you think it's helping?
I feel it is.
Okay.
You know, the world is a big place, but luckily we don't have to change the world.
Mm.
We're looking at our community. And if you can't change your community, you look to your family. You know, you look to your immediate circle. And this event is prompting conversations amongst a lot of people. So I feel that in our circles we are, and hopefully in our community we are as well.
Okay, all right. You mentioned the food pantry. It just made me realize that were you still looking for a new home for the food pantry?
We are.
You are.
We
okay.
are. We're looking here in Quincy, trying to find somewhere where we can move the food pantry, change the whole model. You know, we know that wherever we go, people might think that line of cars is coming with us. but it's not.
Okay.
We're looking to move the food pantry somewhere where there won't need to be a line anymore, because we'll be able to operate it all day,
mm-hmm.
And eliminate that need for the line,
right.
And provide a great experience for our clients and the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's putting that out there for you.
Anybody got some real estate, give me a call.
Quincy Center area, I'm guessing, right?
We're anywhere in Quincy.
All right.
As long as it's reasonably reasonable distance to public transportation.
Okay.
So anybody reach out, I'd be happy to have a conversation.
Okay, I just thought while you were here, right?
Hey, yes, trying to get the word out.
Let's get the word out, yeah, absolutely. Anything more we need to touch on for your Stop the Stigma?
Because I think we have covered it.
Because you've been given a homework assignment to make sure you mentioned everybody and everything.
We have an amazing team at Interfaith.
Yeah.
From our staff members to our volunteers. And events like this can only happen because of great people like Paula and Jennifer from our team who work so hard on this event, and our amazing committee that puts this event together and helps us to get all the raffle items and to sort of bounce ideas off of. What do you think about this? How would this work?
Yes.
And the really important question of what color the shirts are going to be, because there's some strong feelings.
What color are the shirts this year?
They are a brilliant purple.
Oh, all right.
They're really nice.
Okay.
They're nice.
Very good.
Yeah. I got a voted for my color choice, but purple was very popular.
What was your choice?
It might pop up in another year.
Okay. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
No, purple, it looks really good.
Okay.
They made a good choice. They have better taste than I do.
Do you need help that day?
You know, we are always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Whether it is that day, and all the information is on our website.
Okay.
So people can go in, you know, say that they're interested in volunteering. I think we do still have a couple of spots left for Saturday.
All right.
We do our distribution of bibs and all that kind of thing the night before.
I see.
But so if people wanted to, they can reach out. But our food pantry, our other programs, thrift shop, we're always looking for volunteers
looking
as
for
well.
There, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great day weather-wise. I know folks will show up regardless.
We will. It'll be great.
But if not, the raffle is open right now.
It is.
Yeah.
And anybody can do it.
Even if it's raining, they can do that.
Absolutely.
They can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Rick, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for being a great supporter and for letting the community know about the important things that are going on.
We're happy to help.